Timothy Furnish takes on the media and its representation of the history of Muslim-Christian conflict. Furnish is a professor of history at Georgia Perimeter College.
In the year and a half since 9/11, the American media has generated a considerable amount of accurate commentary on the Islamic world and the history of the Muslim-Christian conflict. But on two crucial topics, jihad and the Crusades, most of our pundits have sacrificed historical accuracy on the altar of political correctness. Thus, in newspapers, magazines, and television specials, jihad is almost always portrayed as moral self-improvement in order to please God, and the medieval Crusades are painted as unprovoked Christian attacks upon a peaceful and sophisticated Muslim civilization. Both of these presentations are false, and false views of history lead people to create false views of reality. For 14 centuries of Islamic history, jihad has been understood simply and primarily as holy war. Both Islamic doctrine and history bear this out. Hundreds of hadiths, or sayings attributed to Islam's founder Muhammad, define jihad as war to enlarge the scope of Islamic rule. The kinder and gentler definition foisted upon us by apologists in the media comes from the Sufis, a mystical minority branch of Islam. Most Muslims throughout history have understood jihad just as Osama bin Laden does today. It wasn't moral self-improvement that created an Islamic empire stretching from Portugal to Afghanistan. The lion's share of that vast Muslim state, the modern Muslim Middle East and North Africa, came from conquered Christian territory, taken from the Byzantine Empire in Egypt and Syria, and other Christian states across North Africa and into the Iberian Peninsula. Christian victories were few and far between, such as the Battle of Poitiers in 732 AD, which kept France, and indeed the rest of Europe, Christian. Thus the Crusades, which began in the late 11th century, were not the first time Muslims in the West fought, merely the first time that the West successfully fought back. 2 centuries after they came, the Crusaders were eliminated. But the Muslim jihads against Christian Europe recommenced, led by the Ottoman Empire, which destroyed the Byzantine Empire, thrice besieged Vienna, ruled southeastern Europe for centuries, and fought on Germany's side in World War I by declaring holy war against the Western powers. The Ottoman Empire was tossed on the ash heap of history after World War I by the Turks, but jihads are still being declared, and in a new strain of propaganda intended to inflame the Muslim street, Americans and Israelis are known as crusaders. It's no surprise that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein play this two-sided card of jihad and anti-crusader rhetoric, and garners them support from the historically ignorant. What is disappointing is that our media treats this card as an ace, rather than exposing it for the joker it really is.
You've been listening to Timothy Furnish, professor of history at Georgia Perimeter College. Furnish is the author of Bin Laden, The Man Who Would Be Mahdi, published in the spring 2002 issue of the Middle East Quarterly. His commentary comes to us courtesy of the History News Network.